Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Itself. So join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. only on the KSJE 90.9 FM.
Make each day a learning experience with the Academic Minute and join us as we discover cutting-edge research from colleges and universities around the world. Tune in to broaden your understanding of the past and be the first to learn how today's innovations will transform our tomorrow. From the latest breakthrough in green technology to the discovery of humanity's oldest tools, you'll find it all on the Academic Minute.
Listen every weekday afternoon during the KSJE Evening News at 5:30.
Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, the 28th day of March 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we're broadcasting all the time now at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in, all you have to do is go to our website. And that, of course, is KSJE.com to listen in. Or if you've got one of those smart speaker things, just ask it to play KSJE. And if it's smart enough, it'll do it. So there you go. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning who are joining us. This program is streaming with video out to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest this morning from the San Juan County Partnership, talking about some of the events that they are involved with coming up. The big one, of course, is the Creating Cultural Harmony Conference, which will be here, gosh, before we know it, it is next month already. But of course, next month starts on Monday. So that is coming up next on KSJE. Then later on this morning, we'll be checking in with some of the actors from the Farmington High School Spotlight Theater, Grease. The production is coming up very, very soon. We'll hear about that later on this hour right here on KSJE Today. Mick Hess is standing by. He's going to take over the studio at 9:06 for Roving with the Arts. That's our weekday classical music program. And then we remind you that you can also connect with us on X, which used to be known as Twitter, or on Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. It's available wherever you probably are already listening to podcasts. So check it out. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a partly sunny morning this morning, 32 degrees outside, winds blowing at around 10 miles per hour. We're expecting a partly sunny day today with a high of 59 degrees in Farmington, so warmer than it has been this week, which is nice to see. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the low 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny with increasing sunshine on Friday, but windy as well. We could see wind gusts tomorrow up to 45 miles per hour with a high of 60 degrees on Friday, 38 Friday night. Saturday, sunshine 62 with an overnight low of 41. But then take a look at Sunday. Once again, maybe a 50% chance of rain or snow showers beginning on Sunday into Sunday night and into Monday, with highs only in the right around 50 degrees. I'll be back with my guest from the San Juan County Partnership right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th in downtown Farmington, featuring the Julia Keefe Trio, Delbert Anderson Quartet, Indigene Femme, and more at 3 p.m. in Orchard Park Plaza. Headliners will also appear at a workshop from noon to 2 p.m. at the Inspired Moments Event Center. The event will also honor Native musician and bandleader Jacob C. Morgan with a special ceremony at 2:45 p.m. The Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th. KSJE is proud to support the Sassy Tortoise and Hare Run, benefiting Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico. The run is scheduled for Saturday, April 6, 2024 at 10 a.m. in downtown Farmington. Register for the 5K or 10K fun run or the 1 mile stroller roll online at runningguru.com. The Sassy Tortoise and Hare Run, Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. Back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the San Juan County Partnership. Welcome back to KSJE, Julie Smith from the Partnership. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Always happy to be here.
Busy time for everyone because of the big conference that's coming up, right?
Absolutely. The 21st Creating Cultural Harmony Conference is happening in just 2 weeks.
Wow.
On April 12th. I know, it came up really, really fast. So this year, our theme is Culture is Prevention. So as you know, Scott, we are mostly a prevention organization at San Juan County Partnership. So prevention in really means working to prevent the misuse of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. So for our youngest populations, that means delaying first use until at least age 21. And that follows along with the law, but it also follows along with science. So we know that the developing brain doesn't stop developing until around age 25. So delaying first use of any of those substances really allows our kiddos to be the best versions of themselves that they can absolutely be. And then for our adult populations, preventing misuse means things like not mixing substances like alcohol and any other substance. We call that polysubstance use or misuse. And we want to, again, allow people to be the best versions of themselves. So when people mix substances, they're much more likely for overdose or other adverse reactions. So that's what our whole organization, We also have housing, but
sure.
I don't work in housing, so I sometimes forget about housing. But that's the primary focus of the prevention part of our organization, is doing that. So how does that work in with a cultural conference?
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, we teamed up with the city of Farmington to try to bring the different cultures of San Juan County together so that we can learn about each other and we can just be a more united San Juan County. So,
and kind of celebrate that diversity too a little bit, right?
Celebrate it, yeah, learning it, celebrating it. You don't have a true appreciation for another culture until you learn about it. So that's what the premise of Creating Cultural Harmony is. And then what is Culture is Prevention? So as you look through all of the prevention science, you look at things that are risk factors, that are protective factors, and one of the big protective factors for our youngest and for our older populations is connection with culture. And so that cultural element allows people to reach into something deeper and to find a sense of self, and to have that is a protective factor. It helps people to have refusal skills and to just, again, be the better version of themselves.
So can I ask you a question about that
certainly.
A little bit? Because I think that's really interesting. And so if someone is struggling with maybe addiction or what have you, is the idea maybe that if they learn more about their culture and their cultural, what their culture says about addictions or about things like that, that it might be something to make it a little bit easier for them to to give up that addiction or to break that addiction? I don't want to say easier because I know how difficult it is, but maybe something to really help break that cycle, I guess?
So,
or am I off base?
A little bit. So there's something called the continuum of care.
Right.
And so on the continuum of care, we've got prevention and treatment are on the same continuum, but they're adjacent to each other. Now there is some overlap, but on the prevention side, we're really looking at ways to help people not ever become addiction.
Got it.
Become addicted.
Right. Okay.
One of those variations of that word.
Gotcha. And that's a significant difference from prevention to treatment. And thank you for.
Yes, absolutely. We don't do treatment at San Juan County Partnership, but we definitely do prevention.
Sure.
So now we partner with agencies in our county that do treatment,
right.
And we will definitely have people attending our conference that are more on the treatment side than on the prevention side, because there's so much value in learning both sides.
Sure.
So as a prevention specialist, a certified prevention specialist, I do learn a little bit of the treatment side, and treatment folks do learn a little bit of the prevention side, just because we are on that same continuum of care.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that that's a theme throughout our whole conference. We're going to have a lunch panel that talks specifically about the continuum of care, and we will have people on all from all aspects of that continuum of care to talk about and answer questions about what that looks like for our community and how culture has an impact in that. So if you're interested in learning more, you should come to our lunch panel.
There you go. And we'll talk about that more in just a moment too in the conference and how you can register and all those good things. So let me reframe that question a little bit about the prevention side of it and culture. And so if we talk about maybe learning more about our culture and its beliefs towards addiction and things like that, does that make it maybe, again, I go back to that easier term, or just stronger argument for individuals to avoid addiction, learning more about their culture?
Absolutely. Not only about their own culture, but about all cultures, because we can find aspects of other cultures that really resonate with us. And again, it's about making that connection. Connecting with people is the strongest protective factor. Having a caring person in your life, for littles, it's having a caring adult. That is the strongest protective factor that you can have. And so if you're finding that connection with your culture, then you're likely also finding connection with a person within that culture. So that's what we're really trying to emphasize with this.
Got it. Okay. I think I got a little bit closer, right?
Yes.
You know, the old saying, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So
I'm
working on it over here. But that's great.
I don't expect you to be a prevention expert.
Well, I'm not. That's why you're here.
That's why
you're here. And I'm so grateful for that. You bet. We've got the website called up for the conference. And I wanted to ask you a few things about some of the workshops and other things. Again, this is happening, pretty quickly. As you said, the 12th.
The 12th.
Of April.
So 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. Who's counting? Right.
Who's counting?
At the Farmington Civic Center.
Correct.
And as I see on the website, it says there's an early bird discount.
There is.
So,
right now, if you register, you will save yourself at least $10.
All righty.
Right now, tickets are $50. And then I forget when that ends. We can look that up in just a second.
So register sooner than later.
Sooner than later. Well, and then it'll go up to $60. And we do cut off registration online on April 9th allow us to get everything ready.
You need to have some numbers. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So day of registration will be $70. So if you wait to register at the conference itself, you will pay $20 more than you
Then you would
if
now.
If you do now.
Right.
So register now.
Got it. Okay. Very good. And we went to them. We found that at the website, sjcpartnership.org, news and events, and it clicks right over to the conference.
Correct. And then there's also a poster that you were showing earlier. And
there's a QR code, isn't there?
There's a QR code that if you use that, it'll take you directly to the registration.
Point your phone at it, and there you go. That's
Point
true.
Point your phone.
So we'll call it up again at the end of the program, so
we
can do that. So, but for right now, let me kind of scroll through some of the things and maybe point out some of the notable. They're all notable, but some of the things that you don't want folks to really miss.
Yeah. One is our keynote. Our keynote is Paula Feathers. She is from the Albuquerque area, although she is recognized as a prevention expert in our whole state. So we're very lucky to have her doing our keynote and a breakout session later in the day. Her keynote is Cultivating Cycles of Wellness, A Journey from Prevention to Culture. And she's going to talk about her own journey to reconnect with her culture and how that influenced her prevention.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. She is the keynote speaker beginning at 8:45 on that Friday. And then you have your breakout sessions. And, of course, like any good conference, folks can pick and choose what they want to focus on and what they want to get out of the conference.
Absolutely. So we'll have three different breakout sessions, one before lunch. Then we'll have that really interesting lunch panel.
Mm-hmm.
And then two after lunch. And each breakout session, there are three options. So you can follow a little bit of a track. We've got one that is we've got a session during each breakout that is a little more Dine focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got others that are different. One that's how to manage stress and how that it can be culturally informed, because different cultures approach that differently. So that's, I think that one's going to be really interesting. I'm hoping I get that one.
Right, right.
To moderate.
There you go. There you go. That would be cool. Okay.
And then just other, we've got a drumming group coming from Phoenix that will teach you drumming and how that relates to culture and how the different aspects of prevention work into that as well. We've got, like I said, the great lunch panel with professionals from our whole county coming to answer your questions on that.
Right.
We've got...
I'll keep scrolling through here for the afternoon,
scrolling.
Right?
Paula Feathers, her breakout session is Cultivating a Strengths-Based Mindset and how that impacts culture.
Okay.
How culture impacts that.
I'm seeing another one on the Women's Coming of Age ceremony from the Dine culture, which is really interesting. I had a student give a speech on that in one of my classes, which I found fascinating.
We actually have two sessions that are going to sound very similar because they're both sort of focusing on women in the Dine culture.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that we're viewing right now is from the Miss Navajo Nation, and she's going to come present that from a young woman's
point of view. Got
Thank
it.
You.
Okay.
My words just stopped.
That's all right.
And then later in the day, we have another one from Gloria D, which is women's roles in Navajo culture, that is going to focus a little more on the more mature side of that aspect of Dine culture. So they sound a little similar. They use the same Navajo word that I am not going to attempt to say,
right,
because
I am
not fluent,
right,
nor even a little proficient in speaking Navajo, so I'm not going to butcher that. But if you read the descriptions, they sound very similar, but they're coming at it from two very different perspectives.
Okay. All right, very good. There's the drumming sounds breakout session two in the afternoon.
Yes.
That we can see. And then some other ones here about True North.
Yeah, finding, no matter where you find yourself, if you look towards your compass, your True North, your family, your values, your culture.
Right.
You will, you'll find a clearer path. Is
right.
Sort of the focus of that one.
A little recentering, maybe refocusing.
Yes.
I get it. Okay.
And then lastly, but certainly not least, it's culture and our food system. And this is going to be another panel. We hope this is going to be a very interactive panel. We have folks from different aspects of our food system within San Juan County.
Mm-hmm.
So folks who grow, folks who preserve seeds for future generations, folks who do how to do composting so that you can have better growth, and then our food farm to table program that growers in our county can sell to our schools.
Mm-hmm.
Through this program so that our kiddos are eating food that is grown right here fresh. So all of that, and then we've got a really special surprise for everybody that's sort of related to this. I guess it's not going to be a surprise if you're listening.
I was going to say, we're on the radio. You know that, right?
We had a very generous donation from Nappy
that
relates to this, mm-hmm. that every person who attends the conference will leave with something from Nappy.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
I'll leave that as the surprise. The what?
Okay.
Is
what
the
will
surprise.
We get? Okay.
What will you get?
Okay. Very cool. Well, that's exciting though. And then you have Carson Stark's name on this workshop, and so I just wanted to point out his background a little bit in case folks don't know, but I think he's a really unique individual as well because he has created a small farm. He is a high school student, as far as I know, and has really got into growing food and learning more about food and becoming really an important part of this local food system and really advocating about it. And it's just something that he is really latched on to. He's been a guest on this program before, talking a little bit about his love for farming and growing. And so it's really great to see a younger person, and I sound really old when I say that, but it sounds it's really cool to see a younger person taking interest in farming and growing things and growing food for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, Carson is. He's a Farmington High School student.
Thank you.
And we're super excited to have him on the panel. Our other guests are a little in flux, and that's why Carson's the only name that's appearing
that's
on there
okay.
right now.
Right.
Well. Because our folks are busy, and so
right.
trying to get them nailed down to who is going to be there. We will at least have three or four people
okay.
for that panel, but Carson is definitely one of them.
There you
so.
Go. Well, and just yesterday, I'll bring this up again too, we had our guests from Farmington Schools on, and they were talking about the nutrition program at Farmington Schools. They've been really instrumental in seeking out and buying locally produced fruits and vegetables, and it was reported yesterday that Farmington Schools uses more locally grown fruits and vegetables than any other school district in the state, including Albuquerque.
That is
which
amazing.
Is so much larger than ours. And so kudos to them. And again, that just helps economics and everything else here by creating that kind of system of growing the food and knowing that you'll have a buyer for it once you get it harvested.
Absolutely. That's an important thing for our local growers is to know that they're going to have somebody to buy. They can't, you know, if they don't know how much they're going to be able to sell, they can't produce more, you know?
Right.
So it works. It works really well for our local growers, our school system, and our kids to have that fresh produce as fresh as you can get when it's grown right here in the soil of San Juan County.
That's true. That's very, very true. And so I want to go back to the poster here to show everybody kind of what we were talking about of how to register for the conference with that QR code that we talked about earlier. And there it is on the screen. And I think if you point your phone at the screen, it'll probably work, right?
What, it will.
Guys
I've
can
tested
try it.
It.
So there you go. Okay, everyone, there it is. But April 12th, it'll be here before we know it, as we said. But it's
yes.
a pretty much full day.
Full day, 8 a.m. We will open the doors at 8 a.m. We'll also have vendors. We'll have some nonprofits, but we'll also have some local artists that will be there selling their wares. You know, art is part of culture.
You bet.
A huge part. So we're encouraging those. And then we will have an open vendor registration process that will begin in just a hopefully a couple hours today.
Well, that sounds like something you're going to do, right? Okay.
All right. We're still working on the form. It's so interesting. Technology is awesome when it's working and not so great when it's not.
Sure.
So,
so stay tuned is what we say
so
in the radio
tuned.
Business.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That vendor form will be on our webpage under Creating Cultural Harmony. So registration for the conference and registration to be a vendor at the conference as well will be
gotcha.
There. So 8 a.m. doors open. We will start with our opening part of our presentation of the colors
mm-hmm.
and an opening blessing at 8:25. And then
you've got it planned to the moment.
I do have
That's
it
good.
Planned to the moment.
That's good.
8:25. We'll do an opening session that will set the tone for the day. What is culture? What is prevention? And how is culture prevention?
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit expanded version of what we talked about today. And then our keynote will start. We do have catered lunch from Pocket Stone Bakery this year. We're going to do something a little innovative, we think. We're doing a build your own sandwich bar.
All right.
Yeah.
I
and
like
a couple
that.
Of a couple of really nice soups. And then we'll have our lunch panel. So you'll be able to grab your lunch, sit through the lunch panel, ask them questions. And then we will end the conference at 3:30. if you need to go, and then we'll have some door prize drawings at the very end of the day from 3:30 to 4:00.
Gotcha. Including some of those nappy items, right?
Or no, the nappy items are not door prizes.
Oh no, you get it.
Every single person.
Okay.
Will get something from Nappy.
You get a nappy prize, and you get a nappy prize, and you get a nappy prize. So you'd be like Oprah. I got it.
Yes. Okay. I'm the Oprah of San Juan County, Scott.
Okay. That's great. Well, hey, if you're giving away free stuff, why not?
Why not?
We love that. So terrific. That's wonderful. I wanted to ask you one more thing.
Yes.
And I know some conferences maybe hand out or the attendees get credits for coming to these conferences and things like that. That's true here too.
Yes. This conference will be eligible for 6 cultural competence CEUs from the New Mexico Board of Credentialing.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a verb. They do it. That's what they do.
Those folks.
Okay.
Those great folks who do social work and prevention.
So these can be helpful for folks in this field, is what we're saying.
Absolutely helpful. It's very hard to find local cultural competence CEUs. So that's part of why we do this, is so that the folks who work in the helping fields, I like to call it, prevention, social work, treatment, those folks need these for their credentialing. So we're happy to provide that.
There you go. And if I was a person that did math, if you could attend this conference as opposed to traveling somewhere else to attend a conference to get those same CEUs, this is a better deal.
Absolutely better deal.
Yeah.
You can't find a more cost-effective way to get those CEUs.
Right. Especially today when we're talking about the early bird prices of saving you at least $10.
At least $10.
At least. So there you go. So don't wait. April 12th, 2024, Farmington Civic Center, the Creating Cultural Harmony Conference. I can't believe it's the 21st one of these. I feel old when I see that.
Yes.
But we're so grateful that it is continuing to be happening and really shares so much of what makes this area of New Mexico so special. So thank you and your crew for doing all that work. And
you're welcome.
We have one more, I think, slide about folks want to reach out
one
to you.
One more thing. So as many folks are aware, because we had almost 2,000 people respond to this, we are doing a county needs assessment. We already did the survey part where we reached out to the community, said, please answer these questions so that we know what you all think the needs are for our community. So the second part of that is we're doing focus groups and key informant interviews. So I'm in charge of the education focus group, not big surprise, since I work in the schools and work with kiddos.
Right.
And we are doing that focus group this evening at the county, at San Juan County Partnership. The information will be up on the screen. You can reach out to me directly if you are interested. Please, we need parents and educators. I've got some administration coming from multiple school districts, but we really need the people who are on the ground, the parents who are experiencing it with their children, and the educators themselves that are dealing with our kiddos day in and day out.
Okay.
So
what time are you going to get started?
It's at 5:00.
All right.
At San Juan County Partnership. It should take a little over an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on how many people come, because it's a process that we do. It's called the nominal group technique, and it's a way of coming to a group consensus that is equitable and doesn't allow just one person to have a voice. As we know, we sometimes have very strong personalities. That's why they work where they work and do what they do.
Right.
So,
but with a
process,
group, that doesn't always work as well as it should.
Right. Exactly. So this process allows every single person in that focus group to have a voice and have their voice heard. And it's a really neat process to actually get to like your top 5 concerns for, in this case, education in our county. And it'll be fun. I promise.
Okay. All right.
All the groups that we've done this with so far are like, wow, that was a lot more fun than I anticipated it being.
Right. Right. Okay.
So I will be your facilitator. So if you'd like to come and meet me in person and take part in this focus group on education in our county, please come tonight, 5:00. We'd love to see you there.
Okay. And just for the radio audience who can't see the graphic, the Salmon County Partnership is at 1515 East 20th Street, Suite B in Farmington. You really can't miss it. It's kind of right there, 20th and what is that? Maybe Knudsen, kind of right there.
Yeah,
right?
It's so, right across from Grease Monkey, yeah. Right next to really dangerous for us, Durango Joe's.
Right. That's where you get all that energy. Now
that's
we know.
Yeah.
That's it. But there you are. But that's tonight at 5 o'clock. So that would be really, I know, helpful to you all as you put this together, right?
And helpful for our community, because the more input we get, the more accurately we can represent what the concerns, especially of our parents, are for education in our county.
True.
So if you want your voice to be heard, please come and participate tonight.
There you go. Very good. Julie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Good luck with everything that you're involved with. I know this is just a small bit because there's much more
that
you do, but I really appreciate you being here. And,
absolutely.
And thanks for sharing all that information. We really appreciate that.
Thanks,
Julie
Scott.
Smith, you're welcome. My guest from the Salmon County Partnership with me here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.